Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Read, learn, succeed. Three steps that make up the tunnel of a program focused on childhood education and reading. Michelle Saucer is United Way's Community Impact Director and joins me in studio for more. Michelle, good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, this is quite a program. I know a lot of folks are familiar. They hear the words read, learn, succeed. It kind of jogs a memory. But tell us about this program and how it works.
Well, Read, Learn, Succeed is a volunteer reading initiative where we recruit volunteers from our community to read one-on-one with second and third grade students in four school districts. We're in Monroe City, Ouachita Parish, Lincoln Parish, and Union Parish schools.
Now, with those districts, is there the possibility of that increasing, or why the focus on these four?
Well, first, we do have partnerships with our school districts. We are not, everywhere. We can't be everywhere capacity-wise, but we do have partnerships with our school districts to look at four different things. We're wanting to, one, increase the graduation rate. And I guess people ask, well, why are you working with second and third grade students?
I was going to say, yeah, why the focus on that level of student?
Well, the statistic that we look at is the Annie Casey Foundation statistic that if a student doesn't know how to read by the time they complete third grade, they're four times likely to drop out of high school. And so we're working with second and third graders in these school districts. And we're not at schools because it's just lovely to be at the schools. We're in schools that we need to be in. So we are in those schools that have a struggle in working with their students. And so we are in Monroe City, we're at Burke Jones, Carver, Clara Hall, Jefferson, and Madison James Foster. In Ouachita Parish, we're in Linwell, Robinson, Shady Grove, and Swayze. In Lincoln Parish, we are in Hillcrest, Ruston, and Cypress Springs. And we've added a new school on Gremlin's campus, Alma J. Brown, this year to do a pilot. And in Union Parish, we're at Union Parish Elementary School.
What do we know about the impact of the Read, Learn, Succeed program?
Well, last year we recruited 428 volunteers to read with 213 students. Of those students, 89% increased their reading levels. So our volunteers are really having an impact in working with the students. And most times our volunteers get more out of it than our students do.
And, of course, we see numbers with the students with the school districts that has really taken off in recent years with the program as well.
Right. We have our numbers are increasing each year, and it's getting a little harder to meet capacity. This year, we're trying to recruit possibly almost 300 students, so we'll need at least more volunteers this year than we did the previous year before.
More volunteers. Let's talk about that. Tell us about the opportunities that exist in the program.
Well, again, we are recruiting volunteers to read one-on-one with our students. 30 minutes once a week is the obligation. It's a school year. We start late October. We'll continue through the first week of May. And basically, volunteers have to fill out an application, get a background check form, 30 to 45 minutes of training, and then you're actually able to go in and read with that student during that time period.
Who do we see signing up to volunteer? If you gave me kind of a model, I guess.
Well, on ULM's campus, it would be great if we could get some of the student groups. We do recruit in pairs or team because life happens. Mm-hmm. and we want to ensure that someone is there reading with the student at each time. So if you can have any student service groups, sororities, fraternities, or just even business groups that are available or who have time or who want service hours, this is a great opportunity for them because they can volunteer as a group and the student benefits and the organization does as well.
What do you hear from some of the school administrators about the success of this program?
Oh, well, we get a lot of observations from our teachers and our principals. What we find is that students who participate in Read, Learn, Succeed, they're beginning to be more participatory in classrooms. Their behavior is decreasing because now they have a purpose for learning and they're less disruptive in class. And so this benefits the school as a whole, especially during testing time when our students are ready to take these tests.
Right. And Michelle, if I could flip the question on that, the impact with the volunteers, what do they say about being a part of this
program?
Oh,
our volunteers have so many stories, and they're all wonderful. I've had probably none that have been, you know, quite negative. So what our volunteers get out of it is they feel like they see the progress of a student just from that short period of time and the growth that that is. And I hear the story, if we could just help one person, one student, and our volunteers feel like they are helping just that one student. And this is a return on their investment. These are the young people who will be taking care of us in the next 10, 15 years. So it's a return on investment.
Yeah, and I think it's neat that oftentimes you hear about volunteers who are able to stay in touch with the kids, drop them a line the next year or a couple of years down the road to see their progress and just hear the positive stories coming out.
Right, and most of our volunteers do follow their students. It's second and third grade, so if they start in the second grade, the student continues to third grade and the volunteer follows them. And then I call they fourth grade out, but the volunteers still keep contact because they're at the schools.
Yeah.
And they can keep an eye on them.
And really the push for volunteers now, the program getting ready to launch here in this fall semester. Tell us more about that.
Well, again, we're starting late October. Mm-hmm. It goes through May, the first or second week of May. And volunteers are needed. We have, again, more need than we do volunteers. And we're hoping that we can get the word out to people in our community to come and volunteer, be a part of the solution. Yeah.
Michelle, how can you find out more or get in touch with you directly to become a part of the Read, Learn, Succeed program?
Well, you can go to our website. Mm-hmm. That's UnitedWayNELA.org or UnitedWayNELA.org. You can call United Way by calling 211. It's a quick and easy number to remember to get more information about Read, Learn, Succeed.
Michelle Saucer serves as United Way's Community Impact Director, talking about Read, Learn, Succeed. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe broadcasts by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Support for Lagniappe on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.